This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal, a lineupmedia.fm production, and we are back this week with just Everett and myself. Eric, how you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Excuse me.
It's been a fun weekend.
It has. So what do we got for our listeners and viewers today, Everett?
Today, at your request, we are going to be all over the place.
All over the place.
What does that mean?
Oh, what up, UK? That means we got a lot of stuff that we wanted to talk about, a few things. Nothing that is so related to make a full show about it, but a lot of different shit that we wanted to talk about. A lot of future, we got some pretty breakthrough shit coming up, a lot of future things coming out. So we wanted to talk about just all kinds of different things that we've got going on. And then some other stuff that we were not so familiar with that it's got some conspiracy to it, but we just wanted to kind of get it out there. Things that we, don't know so much about, maybe throw some future topics out there. Just like I said, all over the place.
Oh, before we get any further, I want to give a shout out to our listener of ours named Kyle Colley. He listens to the show every week with his daughter and said they would love it if we gave him a shout out. So, hello, Kyle. And what was his daughter's name here? Oh, boy, I'm such an a-hole and I don't have this ready.
Yes, he is.
Madison, that's a great name. Hello, Madison.
Hello, how Madison.
Okay, back to it.
I know we have another shout out today. It's our birthday we have today.
Whose birthday?
Kurt's birthday.
Oh, it's Kurt's birthday today. Hey, Kurt, happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday.
Kurt is our stepdad.
Yes, he is. Wondering. And then we wanted to hype our call-in show.
Oh, yeah, November the 6th. We're still doing the call-in show. We haven't canceled that.
No, not
it's
at
actually
all.
Going pretty good. We got a bunch of people. So spots are limited, actually.
Over half of our spots are full. Get in quick if you want to get in on the call-in show, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, email me at info@surrealtalkpodcast.com. I'll get back with you. We'll find out what you want to talk about, and we'll go from there.
We've had a lot of emails about the call-in show, and a lot of emails that, we get emails of just generally like people wanting to talk to us about different, and this is a lot of the reason why we wanted to have the call-in show. They just, certain conspiracies that they've heard, like from their neck of the woods and their part of the world, and different things that they want to, maybe just chat with us about. But that brings us to something else. We were also wanting to maybe start a Facebook group, and we wanted to know how you guys felt about that.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Because, some of the subjects, because there could be a lot of interaction between some of the listeners and viewers, too, as well. Like, we could put, different subjects up, and you guys could just go with it.
Well, you're getting ahead of yourself. I don't know if a lot of our listeners even know what Facebook groups are.
Ooh,
so
fair
on,
enough.
On Facebook, I know everybody knows what Facebook is. Not all of you probably even have Facebook. But those of you that do, a group is like a common message board. So what we're thinking about doing is creating one that's a Surreal Talk group where we can get on there and basically chat with you guys about whatever you want. You can post links to any cool shit you find.
Yeah, we'll tell you what we think about it. We'll post links.
It's a lot like our Facebook page, but it's more direct interaction with us than our Facebook page, so.
So,
but like the Facebook page too.
Yeah, right. I like the Facebook page. But yeah, if we get enough interest in that, we definitely want to start a group. So, let us know what you guys think about that.
Yeah, I don't want to do it if it's only like 10 people. I don't have a super lot of time to mess around with it for our core 10 people. Sorry, core 10.
Our core 10. Yeah, no shit. Hey, our core 10 keeps us alive, baby.
Yeah.
Okay, so what about next week? Next week's going to be good. So I wanted to hype up next week's show too.
So next week we're going to do this week's show.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, yeah, up until this morning, the plan for this week was to do a show on serial killers, continuing our Halloween theme. But I get a phone call from Eric this morning. He's like, hey, man, go ahead and make that phone call live again.
Okay. Hey, man, so I got an idea, and it's a pretty good one.
What's your idea?
Oh, come on.
My idea is this. Instead of doing serial killers this week, we combine it, maybe do 2-3 parts next week, serial killers and the history of Halloween, all that involved. And then this week we get everything that we've been wanting to say to our viewers and our listeners out there. We talk about the shows that we've been wanting to do, talk about things that have been bothering us, things that are in the news, things that are prevalent in the media these days. And I just wanted to be all over the place today with no set and certain guidelines and standards to follow. I just wanted to talk about a bunch of different shit today.
You felt like to be scatterbrained today, huh?
Yeah. And I think it's going to work well.
We should rename this the Eric Show.
The Eric Show,
today,
yeah.
Today, the episode is
Scatterbrains with Eric.
Exactly. That should be a whole other show.
Yeah, no shit. Now, Deja Vu, what do you got for Deja Vu? We're going to do our Deja Vu, right?
Honestly, I was so busy this week, I didn't have much to catch up on Deja Vu, so you got anything?
Listen to last week's episode. Tell us what you think.
Week. Okay.
But so what do we do?
So this past Wednesday, we had a little fun little time. We got invited to the McPike Mansion in Alton, Illinois. It's a local thing, but it's supposed to be a really haunted mansion. It was built in, what was it, the 1860s?
That's right.
A lot of the place was constructed from giant limestone rocks and slabs from the old Confederate prison in Alton, Illinois. Which is one of the reasons people say that Alton is one of the most haunted places in America, due to the fact that a lot of the places were built out of these old Confederate prison bricks. See? No?
That's right.
What you Googling?
I'm not Googling anything. But, you know, no, so the deal was we were going to go to the Haunted McPike Mansion. This is the most haunted mansion in Alton out of the string of haunted mansions in Alton.
Yeah, there's like 40,000 of them.
Yeah, so, this was supposed to be a big deal. I mean, this was, you know, we got invited up there by the owners.
Yeah, I went out during the day before to check it out. The owner is actually a teacher as well. She got called in to substitute teach, so I couldn't go during the day to check it out. The mansion is, like we said, old, from the 1860s. It's a two-story mansion with a huge limestone built basement. Around the back of the property, when Chris and I, another producer here at Lineup, were checking the place out, we found a crypt, an actual crypt. It's kind of broken apart. I got some pictures of it. I'm going to throw up on the Facebook page later, but apparently it was a child's crypt. It's been since beat up pretty bad, and they found all the pieces and put it back together. There's no remains there.
Oh, I saw it. It was crazy.
Yeah, you saw it at night.
Yeah, it was very nuts. I think that the McPike Mansion was a lot of fun, and it was a pretty surreal experience because there was a lot of things going on that I didn't expect. We did the dark room, how did they say that? The dark room meeting where they turned all the lights off.
We were down in this old wine cellar.
In the cellar of the McPike Mansion.
But basically, if you picture what you think a cellar would look like for the Underground Railroad.
Yeah, mini bomb shelter.
Yeah, it was. Like arc, the whole room was like a giant circle, half circle, built out of that old limestone. They've had it mostly like concreted over, I guess.
You can see the mortar has been redone on it.
Right, and the basement itself was really crazy. It's old. The doors to that room was the coolest thing.
Oh yeah, those big.
God, I wish I would have been an idiot and fucked up all the video footage, because we got video footage of these giant old iron doors. They're all pitted out because they're that old. And they sound like something out of a movie, like, crrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr
McPike Mansion. But we went up there with a lot of the Lineup Media family. There was another podcast behind the Eight Ball with Ocho Man, and they did their podcast up there as well. So we weren't by ourselves. We didn't really we didn't get to focus as much as we would have liked.
And I don't think it was the right environment for us to go in there and do our thing.
Right.
Either. The people we were with, God love them, they didn't take us as seriously as I think we would have liked to have taken it.
Yeah. But I mean, now the
not
people
to say
that
whenever
were giving
we
the
broke
tour,
apart, we didn't try our best to be true to the subject and try to make contact with spirits. And
now the people that were doing the tour had great things. They had these what are they called? Gaussing rods or what were they?
Dowsing rods.
And I guess those are supposed to answer.
Divining rods. You never heard of those?
No, never. So
you've never been on a haunted tour before because they're on every
never
haunted
been on
tour
a haunted tour
that exists.
But they had these little rods that were supposed to answer questions. They had what else did they have? They had all kinds of cool stuff.
They had a K2 meter, which
registered electromagnetic activity.
I brought, and if you're on Facebook, you can see it now. It's called a
no,
spirit
that's
box.
YouTube.
Oh yeah, YouTube. It's called a spirit box. You can see it in my my YouTube window. It's a P. What does that say? SB7 Spirit Box. I got it on Amazon for like $70. Now, what this is an AM/FM receiver that scans through the frequencies, but it's got the antenna basically is low power and even disconnected in some models. I want to take this apart and completely disconnect the antenna.
Right.
What the thought is, you're scanning through the frequencies so fast that there's no time to hear like regular radio.
No time to lose.
Yeah, it's a good jam. But it gives the spirits a chance to talk to you through the electromagnetic static. So you ask questions of them, If you look on YouTube, there's dozens of videos where people had way more luck than we did.
Yeah, we had a few freaky occurrences where we pictured, but like it was more like how Bumblebee in the Transformers movies talks, just basically
it
through like
kind of like that. Yeah.
You know, like you ask it a question and then it tunes through a random station and says yes. You know, like because that's what the radio guy's saying at the time. So
right.
We had a few. You know, what is your name? And then somebody would come on and say, "Hey, this is Paul Cerami Ford." You know what I mean? So like, there was a few weird occurrences, but nothing.
We didn't have a lot of luck.
We're not in concrete on the spirit
box. We also
box.
Had a medium with us there that night.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
What was her name? Nancy. Readings by Nancy. I think you can find her on Facebook. But she had a pretty good conversation, apparently, with the spirits of the house. We didn't have any luck ourselves, but she was a guest of the Behind the 8-Ball show, Ocho Man Behind the 8-Ball. You can check that out at OchoMan.com. They did a whole live show in that cellar that night while we were there.
Yeah.
Eric and I just decided to go spelunking a little bit with the camera. And we did have some good footage. We really did.
Yeah, but you can't hear anything. Why don't you
actually,
tell
you're wrong. Because where we did the spirit box, yeah, that's what it sounds like because I screwed up the camera setting. Okay, we get it. That's loud. but where we did the spirit box, we had our producer down there with us, one of our engineers. He was actually recording audio anyway on top of it. So I'm going to overlay that audio on top of the video, and we'll at least have our spirit box stuff ready for YouTube sometime.
Even if that's just a few-minute clip, we can put that up on the Facebook or YouTube or whatever.
I think I'll put it all up there. We did, like, what, 15 minutes or so of it, asking
questions?
Yeah,
because we had a few intros, you know, like, well, hey, we're here, you know.
I'll try to bring it in and up the audio from the box itself.
Maybe cut that all together?
Well, I don't know.
Cut all those clips together or something?
It's only one clip.
We recorded two or three different times, recorded out in front, recorded on the side.
Oh, well, I don't have the audio for those. The only one I have with audio.
Oh, we should crudely paste audio over it so that it looks terrible. Like say shit that we're not actually saying, you know, like, hey, guys, and I could be like, Everett's a dumbass, and that's not really what I'm saying, but I think it would be funny.
This is what you get when your dumbass brother doesn't make sure the audio is working before he goes and records an entire night's worth of footage. Yeah, well, like I said, at least whenever I figured out what the problem was, I was kind of relieved because, well, then I knew there was nothing I could do to get the audio back, so my job was done at that point.
He did that shit on purpose.
I didn't have to figure out what was wrong with the file, or maybe it's in there somewhere to recover, or I could boost it. No, it just was not
in there. It was over and done with. Yeah. So the McPike Mansion was an overall, it was a fun experience, a little scary.
The people that ran it were great. They gave us a nice little show. They told us about, you know, the people that owned the house. It was a nice little
But now, now we can't overlook some inconsistencies in the stories, though.
That's true. They had some weird parts with their dates.
The one guy said that, the woman said that the man Paul that haunted the house used to carry around a glass with ice cubes in it, and he died in like 1870.
No. There wasn't the woman of the house who said that. That was our medium who said that.
Our medium said that.
The one that came with the Ocho Man show. I thought that was weird. She says, I see him with a glass of like whiskey with ice in it. And I lean over to Eric. I'm like, if this is the 1860s or 70s, there ain't no fucking way this guy has whiskey with ice in it.
Yeah, because there is no ice in the 1870s.
Maybe there was. Maybe they were rich enough to have had ice brought down or something, but it's unlikely.
From the
They have ice houses back in the day with giant slabs of ice that you can go in and get ice from.
How do they freeze that? Back in the day, I mean, this is a serious question.
They would bring it from like up north and like glaciers or run it down the river. Other ways like that, you know what I mean?
Is it glacier ice pure?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
Somebody's going to rip into me for that. Cause
yeah, he's like, yeah, glacier ice is pure. You're fucking wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong.
No, I feel like I'm wrong about the nature of the ice that they were using. I honestly think I'm talking out of my ass, but I'm too proud to say it.
Yeah, I think so, too.
All right, let's get into some topics here.
Okay, well, no, we wanted to do our social media update because Everett really wasn't too big on this, but I myself am proud of what the show has become.
Yeah, I don't like tooting our own horn.
Exactly, and I don't even really consider it tooting our own horn, but I wanted to kind of give away some of our statistics. Not really statistics, but how we're doing. I mean, because when we started this show, we had what, 200 Facebook likes, 300 when we took over for the other guy?
A couple hundred.
We're now about 10 away from 3,000 Facebook likes on our Facebook page.
Yeah. We got lots of subscribers and followers.
And
we're
then,
so good.
How are we doing on YouTube? What are we, 172 subscribers on YouTube?
Is that what it is right now?
172. And then Twitter.
That's great. I'm loving the progress of YouTube.
YouTube's doing great.
It's been fun. Since we started doing Surreal Talk away from Nick of Time, that's when we did our first YouTube show, and we've done every show since.
Yep.
It's been great. The reception's been fun.
The chats, great. Yeah, the chats are always great. We love the chats.
Those people are fun. If anybody's listening now on the podcast side, please join us on Sundays. It's 3 p.m. Yeah. Central Time. We're usually on till about 6 o'clock at night, so at least 3 hours usually, maybe even more if it's a real long show.
Yeah.
But we try to talk with all the people in the chat and, we, you know, talk about what they're saying in our chat.
Another social media thing that I neglect because I'm not a tweeter is Twitter. We're on Twitter as well, and I think we're doing pretty good on that as well, right, Everett?
We're doing better every day. I'm always getting.
Where are we at on followers?
Well, that's a touchy subject because when we first started, I was using a strategy of the follow somebody if they'll follow me back just to kind of build it.
Right.
Then I was like, you know what?
That's cheap.
That's bullshit. And I started unfollowing people, and we're losing a lot of followers, but we're picking up legit
followers, so not just people.
We've been
that are clicking.
For like the past 2 months, we've been 1,000, but we're steadily just rising. Like we're just over like 1,050 or something right now. I don't know.
So 1,000 Twitter followers.
Our, who we're following number is steadily dropped. Now we were at 5,000. We're like down to like 4,700.
Oh,
so
people that we're
ratio's
following.
Changing. So we're getting more of a legit number, and we got a lot of people that interact with us. Well, not a lot. We got a fair amount of people that interact with us on Twitter. That's great.
And also something I wanted to bring up, if you're an iPhone user in iTunes, how are our rankings on iTunes if you search conspiracy? I don't think we're doing too bad, right?
I don't know. Let me look. Conspiracy. Searching it live for you now.
Live searching of the iTunes.
So it's showing me as number 6 on the word conspiracy.
So if you go to iTunes and search conspiracy, we're number 6.
Number 6 show.
That's so not good. Too bad.
We search conspiracies and see if that gives me anything.
Oh, conspiracies.
Hey, that's number 3.
Number 3 on conspiracies? Nice. Yeah, nice.
Normal.
Touched by a 12 gauge says he accepts the ice story.
The ice story?
Yeah, the
Thanks.
One.
Thanks, Jay. We're pretty deep down if you search paranormal, so.
Yeah, we're like 78.
No, we're like
16.
12, 13.
Yeah, right.
I don't
anyway,
know.
So the whole point of that was just to let you guys know
toot our own horn.
We've got a great social media presence. You can pretty much catch us anywhere on the internet.
And I really think we're going to do that group.
That group's going to be fun. I feel like, and like that guy said too, a lot of ways you could use it. Use a group for a podcast network. It comes in handy a lot of times.
Yep. So. Sure does.
I think so. Now, what do you got up here about YouTube hype? What's this all about?
That's what I just did. Like I said, hey, anybody that's listened to us on the podcast, catch us on Sunday at 3 p.m. Remember that just happened?
That just happened.
That literally just happened.
Mind fucking blown. Wow.
You burn out. Anyway.
Wow. Okay, so what do we want to talk about
pick
next?
Pick something from our giant list of topics we came up with, stuff we wanted to talk about here.
Oh, okay. Batman and Robin. No, that's not on there. Just kidding.
That is not on there.
Snowden. I want to talk about Edward Snowden. This is, like I said, we're all over the place today.
Worked for the NSA, right?
Edward Snowden worked for the NSA. He lived in Hawaii, had a very beautiful wife, 200K.
Had?
Yeah, he left her whenever he had to leave to go to.
So they're not married anymore?
I shouldn't say that they're not married. I don't know, but I know he had to leave.
She's not with him?
She's not with him. Okay. She's not with him. 200K a year job.
That's pretty good money.
Yeah, I mean, he had it, and he had the life. You know, beautiful wife, lived in Hawaii, $200,000 a year, working for the NSA.
Living the dream.
And I'm sure everyone knows who Edward Snowden is. He released the files on the internet.
He's not the WikiLeaks guy.
No, he's not. But Edward Snowden released the files on the internet that
Did
let everyone know.
Did he use WikiLeaks for that? Is that who he, were they in conjunction?
You know, to be honest with you, I don't remember how he released those files.
Yeah, me either.
But he released files basically showing that the United States government spies in every way, shape, or form on the American citizen. And so, you know, he's thus been since deemed a traitor. What I believe he seeks refuge in Russia right now is where he's at in Russia.
I believe so, yeah.
So,
has asylum.
I know there's been a big push for before Obama leaves office to try to get him a pardon, which I don't think they're going to do, but I'm all for that pardon.
Really?
Yeah, I am. I am for
there's
that pardon.
There's better ways to go about blowing the whistle than releasing tons of documents.
Right, well, I honestly feel like there's a war on whistleblowers anymore.
Well, I mean, yeah, there is, but whistleblowers are some pieces of shit sometimes.
Are you kidding me? I feel like Edward Snowden did what he did right. That was the right thing to do.
I think his intentions were good, that, you know, he saw some shit that was bullshit, but you can't just break.
How else would he have addressed that in order to let the American public know this is what's happening?
How is it his responsibility?
It's everyone's responsibility.
Is it?
Yeah.
See, that's the difference. We were going to talk about how I think that we're kind of a new group of conspiracy theorist, where we're not so militant, but you're getting pretty militant right now about it.
But
I
honestly,
it's everyone's responsibility.
No, but I feel like he was in the position to. He not only had the right, but the responsibility to let the American people know that the company he was working for, a government agency, the NSA, was spying on us. Every cell phone call, every text message, every voicemail, every Facebook post, every status update, all that is being monitored. And no one knew it before.
Oh, come on. Everybody knew it.
If everyone knew it before,
we
they couldn't
have
prove
proof.
It. There you go. So that's what he did. He gave us the proof of that. And for that, he's been called a traitor. I mean, honestly, I really feel like that the United States government wants to take him out. There's no substantiating that. But
at this point, it's already done. Oh, we got a guy on Facebook. I keep saying it. YouTube saying that the pardon is just a way to trick him into coming back. And
oh, man. Gosh, that's a great point, guys.
Fooled you.
Come back for the pardon, Edward Snowden.
Yeah. No, we have no grudge against you at all.
Yeah, no, we're okay with you.
Obama's like, everything's cool. Come to the White House. You can sleep in the Lincoln bedroom. I do horrible, Obama.
Edward Snowden, come to the White House. Sleep.
He's Southern. We got a Southern Obama.
Okay, so I don't do a good Obama.
Yeah, neither of us do.
Okay, yeah, well, I mean, does Obama do a good Obama?
I think he
probably
does.
Probably not. The next thing I wanted to touch on was Julian Assange and the whole WikiLeaks thing going on right now. What do you think about all that?
Yeah, WikiLeaks is an interesting, another whistleblower type of thing.
Yeah.
Do you realize how many documents they've released? They've averaged 3,000 documents a day.
That's crazy.
Since they've started.
They're what, about 10 years old, right?
No, they're not that old.
I'm sure WikiLeaks is about 10 years old.
I saw something about it on Reddit earlier today, I believe.
But WikiLeaks is exposing a lot of corruption in the DNC, the election rigging process, all that stuff's going on. Julian Assange is dropping bombs on Hillary Clinton right now, so...
What kind of bombs?
Big ones. Well, stuff like where her money was coming from, where she's been taking money for speaking fees, just all her collusion with the DNC, the way they
you hold it against her taking money from speaking fees. Was she a government official at the time she was getting?
Yes.
Okay, that's kind of shitty.
Yes. Okay, so.
But why would you hold it against anyone to make money from speaking?
Hang on. So these emails that they just released are stuff like. Can you speak for us at this meeting or whatever? Hillary will not speak unless she gets $1 million check. These are actual emails. Okay. You get $1 million check in the mail, she'll be there to speak.
That seems crazy.
Goldman Sachs paid her like something like $620,000, and then she gave them like, it's basically political bribery is what it is. I do a speaking thing for you. You pay me X amount of money.
What you're really buying is my political
influence. You're really buying is my political influence. Yes, exactly.
That's interesting, man.
But yeah, so I mean, everyone can look way more into that. The WikiLeaks thing is just ruining Hillary Clinton. The only thing keeping her above water, which if you'll see the meme that I posted on our Facebook page was really cool, is the mainstream media. Because the mainstream media refuses to report on any of this. They won't tell you about all of the corruption in the DNC and how Bernie got screwed out of his nomination, which I honestly feel like happened. But the DNC was set up, and more of these emails say that, the DNC was actually actively working to discredit Bernie and to... They pushed Hillary's further.
You know what's cool about this? You were saying it earlier. 2016 is the year of the conspiracy theorists. We were finally vindicated.
We did get vindicated because all that got proved about the rigged elections. I mean, yeah, and then the 28 pages came out showing that Saudi Arabia was, if not complicit, they funded the 9/11. Inside job, yeah, but Saudi Arabia is, really responsible.
It's been an interesting year, that's for sure.
Right. I think so. I mean, because, a lot of the conspiracy theorists is such a dirty word to people, but... now it's like, hey, vindication, baby.
I've been trying to rebrand it as truth seeker.
Critical thinker,
truth seeker.
I think so. So where are you at on these Trump and Clinton scandals? That was another thing I wanted to talk about.
So you're
grabbing by the pussy.
That's a big one. You were shitting all over Hillary, but I want to point out that we're not Trump supporters.
No, and actually, even if I was a Hillary or a Trump supporter, what I'm talking about right now is not going to come through in that, which I'm not either, but I'm not saying one's better than the other. They both fucking suck. So, you got Trump coming out with these audio tapes, where he's, I do what I want. I'm a celebrity. You just walk up and grab him by the pussy. It's painting a bad light for Donald Trump, and a lot of people have defended it like, well, that's just locker room talk and this and that. It doesn't bother me personally. but
it makes me question his judgment, but I know people talk like that, but
right. And
stately is that? You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't hold it against a man normally to talking like that.
But a man that's running for president?
I
don't know that that's good character.
and I got to figure that any president's kind of like that. I mean, look at, what was his name?
Clinton. Bill Clinton.
Well, and I was going to say JFK, how much of a womanizer he was, but Clinton as well. We know that all men are kind of that way, but I don't want to see it shoved in my face. I'm no prude by any means.
Fair enough. I agree. You know what I mean? I agree.
I love sex as much as the next guy or whatever, but it's my point is don't get caught. Don't be an idiot. Check hot mics. Be a pro.
Jay says that look up the Pied Piper candidates emails. Those are crazy. Pied Piper candidates emails. We'll check that out while I'm talking about this next one, Jay. But yeah, so some of the Clinton scandals. Clinton's, all over. What about this chick's health? Is she going to die? Is she going to make it? Nobody knows. I mean, at the 9/11 memorial, she about passed out and fell over. She had like four guys trying to haul her into the fucking truck.
There's a school of thought that thinks this is her lizardness is coming back to haunt her.
Oh, it's her skin suit.
Yeah, her skin suit's God, she needs to go back down to the Hollow Earth.
She's shedding her skin suit. Yeah. Damn, Hillary. Did you check out the Pied Piper candidates emails?
No, I don't know. I don't know what that means.
Pied Piper candidates emails.
What's Pied Piper candidates, sir?
Pretend
I read the news all the time.
I'm not sure. This is just what Jay's telling me to look up. It's part of the emails that have came out through WikiLeaks. Pied Piper candidates emails.
Well, there was the one guy I saw in the WikiLeaks stuff who claimed what was his name? Who claimed
Podesta?
John Podesta. That was talked about the aliens and how we have contact with all the
It was the second man to ever walk on the moon said that the aliens.
That's something different though.
No, that was in the Podesta emails. I'm telling you, yeah, it was the second man to ever walk on the moon, and he says that. There is definitely a secret space. What did he call it? A secret space, like a military we have out there. A space. Come on, help me out here.
I'm actually pulling up the actual thing here.
Oh, he's pulling up the actual thing here. Ooh.
It is urgent we agree on a date and time to meet to discuss the disclosure of zero-point energy.
Yes, zero-point energy.
And earliest available after your departure. My Catholic colleague Terry Mansfield will be there too. Brings up to date on the Vatican's awareness of ETI, extraterrestrial intelligence. Another colleague is working on a new space treaty citing involvement with Russia and China. However, with Russia's extreme interference in Ukraine, I believe that we must pursue another route another route for peace in space and ZPE, zero-point energy, on Earth. I met with President Obama's Honolulu childhood friend, U.S. Ambassador Pamela Hamamoto, on July 4th at the U.S. mission in Geneva when I was able to tell her briefly about zero-point energy. This doesn't say anything about the aliens.
Zero-point energy. What? It didn't say anything about the end. It said disclosure.
ETI. It says the Vatican's awareness of ETI.
Yeah, extraterrestrial intelligence. So
there was another one. They talked about the galactic community.
Right. So these Podesta emails, they got all kinds of good shit in them. Yeah, so WikiLeaks is killing it. Google, WikiLeaks is killing it.
Yeah, Google the Podesta and alien emails. You'll find some really cool stuff about that.
Yeah, and as much as you love or hate WikiLeaks, man, they are just dropping bombs right now. I mean,
I neither love nor hate them, but whatever.
So what do you know about the South China Sea, the conflict so they're having over there?
We were
there.
Talking about that on our World War III episode with Brian, right?
Yes, sir.
Shout out. Hey, Brian. How's it going on, man?
Brian.
So they're building up big old like fake islands on top of some of these old reefs, right?
Yeah, that's what they're doing. They're pumping sand from the bottom of the ocean and then like...
Do they own that area of ocean?
Well, I mean, it's the South China Sea.
I think we had this exact same conversation before.
Yeah.
If they own it, who gives a shit? It's theirs. I don't think we should have any kind of like... Say what they do.
No, we totally shouldn't. If we wanted to build an island by Hawaii, I wouldn't want fucking China coming over here saying, you can't do that. I'd be like, look, dude, get fucked. This is, we can do what we want.
Right. This is America's right, land. So, but that's China land.
America doesn't like the fact that they have built an island that wasn't previously there. It's actually a military base. There's runways and everything on it. So it's strategic is what it is. And that's why America doesn't like it.
No shit that it's strategic. I mean.
Honestly.
But so what? What are they going to do? This is a different world we live in. It's not like, you know, a couple more airstrips here or there preparing for World War III. Is that what they think they're doing?
I mean, that's what they think, yeah.
Well, I don't know. It seems a little paranoid.
And being how
the government makes fun of us, and they're like, no, China.
Yeah, the government makes fun of us for being paranoid, and yet they're over there fucking trying to... I mean, they're doing flybys over there, you know what I mean?
Like fucking sharpening their mustaches. Yeah, and their
sons of beaches.
Yeah, little evil.
So since we're all over the place, how about we go right back over to Syria? What do you think about direct Syria. Conflict between the United States and Russia over this Syrian situation?
Obviously, that's horrible.
That's horrible.
But fill me in. What's going on with that whole conflict?
Well, I mean, okay, so America's placing intercontinental ballistic missiles and defense. What do they call them? Defense missile defense. You know,
yeah,
what
like
I,
the missile defense system in Eastern Russia or Eastern Europe.
They're placing them. Right over there.
And right, that's been a big deal for like 10 years. What's
okay,
new?
Well, they're saying that it's the Iranian nuclear threat, which there is none. It's been, talked about and gone through. They gave it a good once over, but no, the Iranian nuclear threat. And Russia's just had enough of it, man. They're tired of us. They're tired of America. You know, they basically are feeling lied to, that you're putting your intercontinental ballistic missiles. These are nuclear capable missiles at our doorstep and your excuse is to deal with a nuclear threat that is non-existent.
I mean, they got a good argument.
I agree. And basically it's, okay, so Russia and Putin are backing Assad, which is the president of Syria, and we are backing the rebels, which are fighting the Assad regime. You know,
so are we backing ISIS? Is that what it is?
To everybody else in the world, those rebels are called ISIS. But America will not tell you that the rebels that we're backing is like ISIS.
What's the evidence of this?
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Well, I dug up some dirt over there, and I found a few specks of paper, a passport. It was half burned. Oh, wait, wrong show. Never mind. That was a joke. That was funny. But no, I mean, I don't have any direct evidence of it, but... We even say that we're dropping tons and tons of weapon and food all to these Syrian rebels, and you know, the rest of the world's calling them ISIS or ISIL, you know, and they're trying to take down the Assad regime over allegedly he used chemical weapons on his people, and that's the whole reason why we're over there, because he's supposed to be some sort of dictator. He didn't do it though. The rebels that we armed used the Syrian people from Syria are actually coming out saying, like, look.
What about the Syrian people from somewhere else as opposed to the Syrian people from Syria?
Syrian people from Syria, duh. No, the people from Syria, though, are coming out and saying, like, look, Assad did not use chemical weapons on us. It was the rebels that the United States, are backing or that are using the chemical weapons. But the mainstream media here in America it can twist a story so bad that we don't even know what to believe. You know what I mean? You got to check 10 different sources just to try to get a common denominator in all these stories. You know what I mean? It's so bad.
You know what
you can't trust true journalism anymore. That shit's dead because they'll never report on the right.
I'm doing a lot of research lately on the New World Order and Bilderberg and all those groups. And you know what it always comes down to? Money.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about money.
The root of all evil.
It's not about what the Syrians want or what any of those people want.
No.
It's about how money can be made in that region and off the conflict.
Dude, something that just got released in the Clinton emails. It was where she had wrote to two or three different emails, same exact things, copy and paste. She sees there to be an opportunity for money to be made in Iraq. So before we invaded Iraq, that was like, she was like, hey, let's go over to Iraq. There can be money to be made there. You know, like, it's like what Halliburton made something like $39 billion off of the Iraq war.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? So she was like saying, like, look, invading Iraq could be a big moneymaker. Oil, gold, all kinds of just different types.
You think she's too big to be a person that goes to those meetings?
To goes to what meetings?
To like the Bilderberg type meetings.
No, too big. No, of course not.
Because they usually have cameras outside those meetings because it's known where the meetings happen.
Right. No, they don't have cameras outside those meetings. You're crazy because no press or media is allowed at all. They have armed guards everywhere.
Go on YouTube. You can find footage on the outside of like the compound where they're at, where the people, you can see like, here comes another, you know, limo coming in, and they take a picture through the window and you can see it's this guy.
Right. But they're not like making it known. Like these guys aren't just walking in on a red carpet going, hi, I'm headed for the Bilderberg.
I got to find that video.
To be discreet about this.
Right. But what my point is, you think she can afford even on the off chance to be seen at going to a meeting like that?
Yeah, Obama goes. Yeah, all the heads of state. I mean, yes, I think so. What do you think?
I think it'd be a big smoking gun. What are you doing there talking to these people? You know what I mean? This group. Answer yourself, our president.
Well, because there's actually like a legit, like, well.
If you're saying national security, which is the only thing I'm going to accept, then why the fuck are these foreign, you know, dignitaries and
these business people there too.
Privy to that information. So come up with it, Obama. Or whoever the president is at the time, I want to know.
Right. That Bilderberg's a big deal, man.
Honestly, in my opinion, that's the biggest deal right now in the whole world. That is the root of all the evil.
The Bilderberg group?
Well, the Bilderberg group, by whatever its name, not really that, so to speak. The people,
shadow governments.
So not everybody comes to the Bilderberg every year, but there's a group of people who send the invites.
Yeah, that's the people you want to worry about. It's not the people that come to the Bilderberg. Right. It's the ones that are sending the invites to the Bilderberg.
Exactly
group.
My point. Those are the people that, you know,
those are the ones you'll never know.
Those are the guys that are, you know, they don't have a name. That's Mr. Black.
Exactly. Yeah. It's that Mr. White in the James Bond movie.
Oh, yeah. Exactly right. Yeah. Well, that guy was not even high enough on the totem pole, in my opinion.
Right. He was still killing people, you know.
Right. Do you think it's like Spectre? Honestly? I mean, it kind of is.
Dude, it really kind of is. Yeah. I mean, toppling governments, which is basically what they were trying to do with Bolivia in that movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's very good. Very, very good.
Watch James Bond, folks. It's our subject matter.
What about the Philippines telling the United States to fuck off?
That's ballsy.
That's okay. So I'm not sure how long, but we've had a pretty decently long standing relationship with the Philippines.
Yeah, I thought they were more or less like one of our
right. Well, now
territories.
They are not. They have basically cut all ties and diplomatics with the United States, and they've
because they're crazy. Have you heard what they're doing? The president over there is killing all drug dealers. Just blip, you're dead. You're found not to be a drug dealer, you die.
I don't agree with that.
Yeah. It's because it's crazy. That's why you don't agree with it.
I don't agree with that at all. But so he's in talks with China now, and I believe he's aligning himself with Russia and China. And I say he, I mean the Philippines in general. They're going to be – and basically he said if it has to be, it'll be Russia, China, and us against the world is what the president or prime minister, the commander of the Philippines – I'm not sure if it's a president or what it is, but that's what he said. If it has to be Russia, China, and us against the world – Israel, I just told you about that.
Netanyahu. Yeah, why isn't there? Here's my question, and it's a great question. Why can't they coexist? There's plenty of room over there. Why does it have to be? You know, this is our space.
Why can't who coexist?
The Israel people and everybody around them.
And Palestine?
Right, basically Palestine. Why can't you guys just coexist?
You don't want to hear my answer.
What's your answer?
My answer is because Israel won't let that happen. Because that's their land, promised to them by God. And the Palestinians have
years
no...
ago. At this point, that means no big deal. It was in the 50s whenever they were turned into a country. Let's just let it be at that.
I agree with you. I'm not. I say the Palestinians have a right to their land. I'm just saying that the Israelites will not let that happen. They will not let Palestine be recognized as a country, and they will not let the Palestinians live in peace.
Well, they should.
They will not. They will not.
They should.
I know that they should, but they will not.
Let's hit a couple of YouTube comments up here. So let's see. Touched by a 12-gauge says, there's a specific plan in the media to push forward some candidates that would lead the Republican Party to devise. It's a nice, well-laid-out plan.
That was the Pied Piper comment. So what he's saying is that in the emails that they were saying they want somebody stupid and outrageous to lead the Republican Party.
That's the whole NWO thing again.
No, what he's saying is they want somebody stupid and crazy to lead the Republican Party so that there be no chance of this guy getting elected into the White House, so it'd be easier for Clinton.
Right,
see, it's all just collusion, man. You know what I mean? They're just
we're not even pawns in their game. We're the audience, you know, to watch this play they've laid out.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. We have no choice in the matter.
We get the program, which is, you know, the TV guide, which tells us when the next debate is, which is the next time we get to see an episode in the show.
That
makes us think we're a part of it.
That's it. That's all it is a show. As much as people think that that's, you know, real life, this is all just a show. This election is a shit show.
Pretty much. Okay, next guy says, it's Brian made it again. Yo, Brian. Trump and Clinton are not the candidates we need. They are what we deserve for being a country that has put their heads in the ground for far too long. He may be right.
You know what? That's a smart answer. I completely agree with that.
I don't think we deserve it, so to speak. I mean, there's a lot of people who don't put their heads into the ground. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people who are interested, and they don't deserve that. Just because maybe even the majority of the population, like me, who for the longest time has had my hand, so to speak, or head, so to speak, in the sand, I don't think I still deserve these people as candidates just because I chose not to involve myself in politics.
I think that's what we get for not educating our youth enough.
Yeah, well, that could be. Maybe it is. I don't know. D. Sleuth says the root of all evil is religion, and I gotta kind of disagree with that.
I'm inclined to agree with him.
Really? I mean, religion and its...
Religion and money, man, yeah. I'm going, they're just as bad.
No, organized
Organized religion. Yes, okay, so not religion in general, but organized religion.
Right. I mean, to the church that's down at the end of the corner, you know, your old Baptist church where every Sunday in and out they have them come in, they do their service, there's nothing wrong with that. They're good people.
Agreed.
Who want nothing more than to go to pray to their God. Sure, they give
Who hate homosexuals.
That may be.
Okay, I'm just saying now.
And it's bullshit. It's no excuse for old school, you know, that's the way they were brought up. I agree.
Right.
But at the same time, it's not the root of all evil, so to speak. For the most part, they're good people. They may have their quirks.
Okay, let me hand it to you this way. Organized religion. Islam, it has all kinds of crazy shit that could be, that's the root of all evil. And now you want to go to Christianity and... I don't know. I'm not so much sure about Jews, but I know every religion has like their shit that everyone else is kind of like, really? You know, like in Islam, they throw homosexuals off the top of buildings. You know, that's just what they do. Chop their heads off. That Sharia.
It's totally bullshit. I agree.
That Sharia law is just some outrageous stuff.
But I mean? My point is, I don't think it's the root of all evil. I mean, a lot of bad shit's been done in the name of religion,
mm-hmm.
but it's the same thing with anybody else using religion as a means to further their own end.
Yeah. So they're going to be evil regardless. The tool they're using is religion.
Right.
Okay. I'm with that.
Some people are going to take advantage of it, but I think that most religion is not an evil thing in general. Satanism, we talked about that.
That wasn't so evil.
No, they're not evil. Those are good people too. They just want they're selfish people, so to speak. Not even selfish, self-full people.
Oh, did you hear? Vladimir Putin banned the Rothschilds, which would have been Evelyn Rothschild and Jacob Rothschild and George Soros, all from entering Russia under any circumstance. No longer allowed to enter Russia. So what do you think about that? Yeah, now I know you weren't very familiar with George Soros, but in the leaked emails, he has been a big donor, Hillary Clinton, donor to the Clinton Foundation.
So this goes back to the whole thing that Putin supposedly is.
He's as high up, like he's on the same level as like the Rothschilds and Rockefellers. He's just not quite there yet. George Soros, though, is that same type of people.
Sure,
Bill Gates. Also banned out of Russia.
No
Bill
shit.
Gates, not allowed in Russia. Any circumstance.
Wow.
I'm telling you, Putin said that, dude, because he realizes that Bill Gates has a hand in this whole NWO going on.
I think you're looking at it too much. I think Putin's thought is like, this is my chance. We install some dumbass in America. It does the final nail in America's coffin to make them look like idiots. Now Russia is the great power in the world.
So you're blaming Russia for us?
Think about it, man.
No, I can't get behind that. Putting, that's a good conspiracy theory,
you know how much money they're
putting
behind Trump? How good of friends they're supposed to be. I do not put it back.
I don't think they're putting any money behind Trump because
that's what the big deal is. Look,
as a head of state, as a leader,
and I believe Hillary, she wouldn't lie to me.
Are you fucking serious right now?
No.
As a head of state, Putin cannot get involved. He cannot influence these elections in any way. Legally, he can't influence these elections in any way. And I just watched a video of him saying, and you know, the title of the video kind of caught me. It was like, Putin gives America the finger on live TV. So I'm like,
yeah,
oh,
you
I got
those good clickbait titles.
Yeah, yeah, the clickbait title fucking got me. And what he ended up saying was somebody was like, well,
I'm going to name this episode the last episode of Surreal Talk this week.
Clickbait, yeah, this week in small title, right? Yeah. But no, so what it was somebody asked him what he was, you know, they were talking about the missile defense systems going up and stuff. And they were talking about what Putin's response to that was with his own missile defense systems. And Putin said, what, you don't think we don't know how to tell each other to fuck off? Talking about us in America or them in America's situation. Like, what, you don't think we don't know how to tell each other to fuck
We've
off?
We've been doing it for quite a while.
Exactly right. He kind of made a joke about it. But the title of the video was, Putin gives the finger to America.
All the time.
Yeah, but that's not what it was. Right. It was just like, what?
How to diplomatically say, oh, that's what you think?
He was sarcastically being like, that's how we tell each other to fuck off.
We're
we
like
place
family
our
members who don't get along.
Exactly. And actually, excuse me, Vladimir Putin.
You're going to make it? Take a drink. There's a drink right there.
He was very nice about the whole thing because he said he hopes that after the election, because the Americans are being distracted right now, he said he hopes after the election that the American and Russian, the ties that they had, they can be reworked. Because as of right now, they were talking about a ceasefire and everything, and that all got shot down. That completely fell through. Their ceasefire did. So he said, basically, Americans are being distracted. After this election goes, because what it is they need to unite the population against somebody. For this election, so for Hillary to win, they got to make a bad guy, okay? Putin is the bad guy. And he realizes this, and he's not playing into the game. Mm-hmm. He's like, okay, I get it. This is the election. This is what you all have to do in order for her to win. For people to win, you got to make a bad guy, and I might be that guy right now. But I hope after this election's over, everyone realizes that we need to get back to the same diplomatic ties that we had before and good relations between Russia and the United States. So basically, I feel like he's smarter than any president we've got, any presidential candidate we've got right now. And I know that's bad to say, but he's like, look, on the outside of it, he's like, I could bring my ego into this. Yeah, you're talking shit about me. Yeah, you're putting missiles, but I'm not gonna. I'm gonna lay back, let the elections get over, and hope we can come to a diplomatic solution to all this.
That's your take on it, huh?
Well, that, of course, that's reading through subtitles because I can't speak Russian, but that...
I wish I read enough news to give a take on it. I have to go by your crazy take.
Yeah, well, until you do your own research, you have to just go with what I say.
I have to. I'm going with it right now. But at the same time, I know that this source of information is going to be slightly skewed coming from you.
Right.
No
yeah,
offense.
Totally could be.
But you're crazy. Love you, but you're crazy.
Oh, look here.
What's that?
We're going to take our first phone call.
No. This isn't going to work, is it?
Alex.
We got Alex.
Alex, how you doing?
Hold on, folks.
You're live on Surreal Talk, Alex.
Put him up to the mic and
hang on. Let me put you on. Would you like to say hi? Would you like to say hi to the listeners, Alex? Well, today we're going a little bit all over the place. We're doing, a little bit of Snowden, a little bit of WikiLeaks, a little bit of Trump-Clinton scandals, some war with Russia, China, some Syria.
It's everywhere today.
It's
buddy.
Everywhere. How the DNC screwed.
If you want to vote for Trump and go to war with China, or vote for Hillary and go to war with Russia.
I like the way you put that. Alex says it's pretty much what it boils down to. You either want to vote for Trump and go to war with China, or vote for Hillary and go to war with Russia.
He's got a good point.
Very good. Well, Alex, we're off here, man. We hope to see you again next week.
Yes, sir. Give me a call when you're done. I had some work related, but talk to you later.
All right, have a good one, Alex.
See you, Alex.
Bye bye. Work related.
That is
forget
not how
that.
We're doing the call-in episode.
Yeah, but it worked.
It did work. We're not going to just like, hey, call my phone and we'll put you on speaker. No,
yeah,
it should
no,
sound
that,
much better than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that was pretty rudimentary there.
Yeah, that was. Off the cuff, too. You didn't know Alex was calling.
I had no idea he was calling, no.
All right, we got one more quick comment on YouTube from Kat Hilt. She says, I'm sure they're all working together to create the perfect scenario to create the NWO.
Yeah.
She means the Bilderberg and all the NWO.
Yeah, I mean.
That's exactly what it is.
One world government.
So.
Oh, hey, did you hear that the Russians just found a old secret Nazi base in Antarctica?
Yeah, you told me about that earlier today.
Yeah, okay, so I didn't read the article, but it's really interesting that it's interesting that they're finding shit like that, you know? It's just interesting we're trying things like, oh no, he didn't live.
What was that from?
Ricky Bobby.
Oh, that's right.
They put a pig heart, and what's he say? They put a pig in a man's heart. I don't remember.
Dude, the other day I watched a video on, they did a double arm transplant. The guy got two new arms. He was a war vet, like one of our war vets.
Uh-huh.
Had both of his arms and legs blown off.
Oh, bummer.
But they actually connected two new arms to him, and over time he was able to, you know, get rudimentary, you know, usage out of him, like pick shit up.
You and play ping pong and shit?
I don't know. They didn't have a ping pong tournament on there.
You know which one I'm really interested in? The head transplant.
Well, it's not a head transplant. I was talking to JB about this last night, and he said the same thing. It's a body transplant.
I mean, yeah, but don't you have to have the whole spine?
Yeah, that's why I don't think it'd work, because you got to be able to hook the brain up to a new spine or hook a spine up to a body.
Don't you think these doctors know that, though?
Yeah,
they're still going to try it.
I guess so.
So, I mean, they've got to have some sort of plan.
I wonder why they haven't got
it. Dude, it's like 100 doctors. They said the surgery is going to take something like 48 hours.
That's nuts. I wonder how you keep a head alive that long.
It's an Italian doctor. I don't know how you keep a head alive. I'm not a doctor. I couldn't tell you.
It's not like Futurama where you can just stick them in a little bucket of water and they're alive for
an hour. Or a Terminator, you know, where Kane was in the glass thing with the spine. You know, Kane. You know what I'm talking about?
It wasn't Terminator.
I mean, RoboCop.
RoboCop, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, though?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's just his eyeballs.
And the brain and the spine was on that, like, fluid or whatever.
Yeah, that was pretty neat. Saline, you got to figure.
You think so?
Could have been. Look, I don't know.
All right, what else we got here?
JFL, which was how I spelled JFK.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about,
JFK? Nothing. There was just, I just like that conspiracy, and we've been kind of steering away from like some real good, older, hardcore conspiracies.
We're going to get to some conspiracy stuff after the call-in show.
I really want to get back to that. We owe it to our name. Yeah, I really want to get back to the conspiracies.
We've been in a lot of paranormal, supernatural stuff, which I like. There's more stuff I like. But.
Yeah, but that was stuff that we didn't do toward the beginning very much at all. Mm-hmm. But I really wanted to get back towards some conspiracy stuff, and I thought JFK was a really good... I don't know, place to start, because there's a lot of different
opinions. That one's
on you.
You're going to come up with the outline and give me the research to look for.
No, you're going to have to research that, too. There's a lot to that
You tell me where to start. That's my point.
There's a lot to the JFK conspiracy.
Well, duh.
Yeah, so, I mean...
The grassy knoll, is there somebody there?
Right.
Back and to the left. There's a lot to it. Everybody knows that. I'm not going to read a whole book on it.
I mean, what about how she fucking jumped out of the back and got his piece of brain?
That's not conspiracy, but that's
no, but that's
crazy.
Like gnarly as fuck.
Whenever you see the picture later on of Lyndon Johnson being sworn in on Air Force One on the plane, and she's standing there next to him, you can still see the pieces of him.
They wanted her to change her dress, and she flat out refused because she said, "I want the American people to see what happened to my husband. Because if I'm going to be on TV and they're swearing this new president in, I'm not changing my dress. I want them to see the bloodstains on there." Jackie O was alpha as fuck, man.
I guess so. That's
she was, dude. Yeah, what? She fucking got her old man's brain off the trunk.
Hey, we're going to need that for John.
Yeah.
John's going to want that.
Yeah.
That's too hardcore.
Oh, it's his... Yeah, I know. I'm not even going to make that joke. That's just disrespectful and
that's a joke
unkind.
For Xbox.
Yeah, that's a joke for Xbox, exactly.
So what about Hollow Earth Redux? Did we say that already? Like you said you wanted to...
Okay, so I wanted to do a revisit on the Hollow Earth and
do some more of the Nazi tie-in.
The Nazi tie-in and some of the Agartha, because there's a lot of old tales that deal with Agartha that aren't associated with the Nazi, but just different aspects of Hollow Earth.
Was this work to conspiracy or supernatural or both?
Both.
Paranormal.
Both. But the thing I don't want to touch on, unless we have like a big audience request, is Flat Earth. Because I feel like the Hollow Earth is just way more plausible than the Flat Earth.
You gave me shit that day we were talking about Flat Earth about, you know, prove that whenever a weather balloon goes up is not fake, that what you're, you know, the video you're seeing. But come on.
Yeah, well, okay. I'm just saying.
I know you're
It's a little
to
hard to defend
the
Flat Earth. It's a little hard to defend the Flat
it's
Earth.
It's impossible to defend
if
the Flat
If we've got
Earth.
Any listeners or viewers out there that are just like Flat Earth experts and they're flatters.
Dude, please get a hold of us. I want
to
talk to you on the call show.
Because I would, yes.
That's it. I'm getting on the Facebook groups for Flat Earthers because I belong to a couple of them. And I'm going to get somebody on
you're
here
getting
to talk.
A Flat Earther
I'm
on the call.
Flat
please
Earther.
Do.
As
please
God
do.
Is my witness. We're going to talk to a Flat Earther.
But, so the Hollow Earth is just a little easier to swallow.
I'm not going to be mean to him. You better not be mean to him.
I'm not going
to
be mean to him.
I want
to
ask him, like, real questions.
Who are you talking to? It'd be you that'd be the one to be mean to him, not me.
Oh, yeah.
You're the asshole here.
Oh, yeah.
Did you just... Yeah, that was a good one.
I hope that doesn't come through.
I hope it. If you guys heard of that, that was... I thought that was
good. That was Eric, not me.
What about Netanyahu shitting on Russia?
Tell me about that. Okay. Benjamin Netanyahu, right?
Yeah.
Former prime minister, or is he current still? Because I remember when I was in high school.
That's something we should have hashed out before we talked about this.
Yeah, huh? I remember in high school he was like the prime minister of Israel. But
right, so he was scheduled to go somewhere on a plane, private plane, ended up mid-course, it changed and went to Moscow. He talked with some of the heads of state in Russia, and basically it was like Russia had conducted some sort of operation over there, and they had caught a Israeli boat with a bunch of documents and a bunch of people, and they're not releasing anything to Israel right
now. Why would a boat ever be used to transmit documents?
I'm just telling you what they said. Okay.
All right. Well, I'm calling bullshit right now because there's this thing called the internet.
You're going to call bullshit every time. But anyway,
makes this pretty bad idea.
You're telling me that there's no, for your eyes only, documents? That's not a thing?
Well, wouldn't they put them like on a USB that's encrypted?
No, because then
you can give it to a courier. Why would you give somebody actual paper documents?
Because that's how the fuck Snowden did it, on a USB drive. They don't want that shit happening no more. You know there's classified documents that you can't print out and copy that's right. For your eyes only documents.
Well, then where are they
that's
at?
That's a thing.
They exist on a server somewhere.
Anyways, so...
No, don't anyways me.
Russia isn't giving back any of the information that they seized from this boat, and the people that were on there were Israelis.
I give it back. Just make photocopies. Fuck it. Yeah, here you go. We make copies.
Well, until the investigation's over, they're not prepared to give back their evidence. Okay. So, and Netanyahu went over there and talked to the head of state and basically blew up, like, you're going to give us the shit back now. If we have to, the whole world will come down with us. I mean, he's literally. Like,
yo, I got my boys.
Right. Talking mad shit. Yeah, America.
I'll call Obama.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They're $38 billion of military aid.
That's more than the next 13 combined or whatever.
Right.
So, eat shit.
But anyway, so there's been some issues between Russia and Israel as well. And it just goes like just along with everything. The world is in a volatile state right now.
It's in a volatile state right now.
I feel like it is. Do you? I mean, I feel like tensions are so high everywhere. The only country not fucking around with anybody is Australia. I mean, Australia, they're just cool. They're just down there in the bottom just being a fucking big island.
What's Canada doing?
Okay, Canada might not be doing much either.
So right now it's 3 minutes to midnight. It's been that way since 2015.
What are you talking about?
The doomsday clock. You're not familiar with the doomsday clock?
Oh, 3 minutes. Yeah, 3 minutes to midnight. Mm-hmm.
2012, it was at 5 minutes. 2010, at 6 minutes. So it's half as much in 2010 as 2010.
So. Man, so what do you think though? How do you see these events playing out as far as Russia, China, America, Israel, all that shit? How do you see this playing out?
The thing you keep hearing about is if Hillary's elected, that's war with Russia. But that's just that fast talking Russian,
right.
You know, whatever their version of a senator is.
Yeah, it was just a cabinet member or something like
right.
that. And then, like I was saying
some
earlier.
Some diplomat or politician over
it'd
there.
It'd just be like one of our guys in Congress
Paul
standing
Ryan
up
or somebody,
and during a Congress meeting saying, you know, well, it'll be war with Russia, and really not meaning anything by it, but that just talking out
of his
ass.
Is that what you want? Because this is how you get war with Russia.
Yeah, is that what you want?
Yeah.
But so I don't know. I think the whole World War III angle is pretty crazy right now. We maybe should have waited to do our World War III show till now. Huh?
Well, it's pretty much still the same shit show as it was 3 or 4 months ago when we did that one.
I mean, there's new things that have came to light, but
yeah, new information has come to light, man.
It's still pretty fucked up.
A lot of ins, a lot of outs,
some what have yous. Okay, so something else I wanted to talk about was the Dakota Access Pipeline. How do you feel about that and all those Indians losing their water and their ground to this?
Well, I mean...
Indians, Native Americans, I'm sorry. They're not from India.
I think we'll be okay with that. We mean no disrespect to the Indian folk, the Native Americans. Sorry. There I go doing it. But have they already been shit on once, this group of people?
Yeah.
And have they already had their land taken and moved somewhere else before?
Right. I wouldn't think they deserve it again.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, well, we did it once.
That's what the... hey, it was cool back in the 1800s or the 1700s. Fuck it. Let's
you didn't
do it
bitch
again.
Then.
Yeah. We killed 100 million of you.
100 million of
that's
them.
That's it. No, that's the genocide that we did.
There was no
100
million.
Americans. Are you?
I bet you a fucking $1 billion.
Hold on, people. Google it. Native American genocide.
How many Native Americans were killed? 100 million, you say? Historians estimate that before the plague, America's population was anywhere between 20 and 100 million. That's just not the right thing. American Indian genocide. Rational Wiki? I don't believe anything called the Rational
Yeah,
Wiki.
I bet you don't believe it if it's got my answer on it, huh?
No, I'm just looking for... shut your mouth.
Da, 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 da. Mystery of the beautiful Bermuda Triangle finally solved.
Cool. I saw something about that the other day. Keep talking about something. I'm looking up this Native
American. Keep talking about something, huh? Yeah, well, anyway, so these Native Americans, there's a company that's trying to bring an oil pipeline down right through their land and right through the river. It's going to, you know, right through their water supply, and they're worried that if a leak in the oil pipeline would cause, you know, to contaminate their water supply.
Shut up. Okay, so it was estimated that 10 million Indians lived in the Americas whenever European explorers first arrived in the 15th century.
Okay, so check this out. Google this.
They've got 10 times their amount of people.
How many Native Americans have we slaughtered mercilessly for their land? A fucking bunch.
100 million is just way crazy. There's only 300 million people living in America right now.
Right now. But over the course of 200 years, I wouldn't think it'd be too hard to think that you slaughtered 100 million Native Americans.
You'd have to have plants dedicated to wiping people out. There wouldn't even... That's an extinction level.
Stalin did 30 million in like 5 years of his own people.
Yeah, what you're saying is we did 100 million and nobody anywhere took note and said this is like really, really bad.
Right. You're crazy. You know, that's not something Americans talk about. The genocide that we did on the Native Americans.
I think you're making a joke out of it.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying that's not something that's not a big thing that people talk about is how we treated the Native Americans.
You hear that TV just pop?
Yeah, I did. That was crazy.
That was pretty nuts. It does that from time to time.
So what, you're trying to tell me that our treatment to them has been totally great?
I'm not trying to say that. Back to Dakota Access. You were telling me they're going right through.
They took a 20-mile detour to smash through their ancient sacred burial ground.
I challenge you to show me some evidence that they did that, because what company wants to spend money to do that kind of fuck you to Native Americans? You know what I mean? Because that's all it is. Why would we go 20 miles out of our way just to go right through an Indian burial ground? It makes no sense. Why would anybody do that? Mr. Google?
I'm doing it right now.
Well, give me some just off the cuff. What would you say, just in your opinion?
As a fuck you, it's basically like, we're doing this because you won't give up the protest. Yeah, yeah. You got more money than sense, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I disagree. What's YouTube thinking? They're 30 seconds
behind. Oil pipeline protest turns violent after American Indian burial sites. This is on Fox News, too, so, you know, you can go suck one. Here you go. After Indian burial sites destroyed Bismarck, North Dakota, protest of a four-state, $3.8 billion pipeline turned violent Saturday after the tribe officials say construction crews destroyed American Indian burial and cultural sites on private land in southern North Dakota. Morton County Sheriff's Office spokeswoman Donnell Presky said four private security guards and two guard dogs were injured after 700 protesters confronted construction crews at the site just outside the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation. One of the security officers was taken to a Bismarck hospital for undisclosed injuries. Two guard dogs were taken to the
bed. Get it. So they're using dogs on people.
Yeah, not only that, the pipeline is using dogs on the protesters.
Why do they have that power? Why do they think they have that power?
I don't know why they think that. Because the government says they can do that shit, and we're not taking them out. I mean, not taking them out, so that's a little bit more militant than I like to say. But we're not stopping them. We're allowing it. But yeah, no, they drove their big-ass bulldozers right over Indian burial ground sites.
See, I don't think that... I think they should be allowed to put their pipeline through that land. I think that the Native Americans who own that land should be justly compensated, but I don't think that if it's just land for whatever reason...
What if they don't want compensation, they just don't want the pipeline there? Do they have the right to refuse that pipeline going through their land? Don't want the compensation?
I don't think they... I guess they do, but...
Right. I mean, I think that that's valid.
What's your reasoning, folk? I mean...
It's their land. They don't have to have a reasoning for it. That's
true. That's why I say that.
I agree.
They don't have to have a reason, but it's some bullshit.
What if some asshole, what if your neighbor wanted to, say, bury an underground pipe, and in order to do that, he was going to have to, and now say this underground pipe hauls.
Am I being justly? Okay, go ahead.
Say this underground pipe hauls hazardous waste underneath your yard, might cross through one of your water pipes, right over the top of one of your water pipes. Now, okay, so this pipeline goes right through their water supply. And that's what they're worried about. If the pipeline leaks, it's going to contaminate three states of water supply.
Well, that's just bad planning. That shouldn't be allowed. Fuck the Native Americans aside them. The government shouldn't allow that.
The government is allowing that.
Well, okay, then that's the problem then.
Agreed.
I don't think I would have no problem with my neighbor or the fucking oil company running a pipe through my backyard if it's below ground. They've taken all the necessary precautions. We're beyond a normal, reasonable doubt that this is in good shape, this pipe.
Sure.
What problem should I have with that? You're paying me money.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to take that money because you're a pro company who does this kind of stuff. Yay.
What if at the cost of, like, say, in 15 years, the pipe rots out and it just totally fucks your entire ground up? Now your kids can't play in the backyard or anything like that, because that's what the Indians are looking at this like.
Hopefully they don't sign something that says that this company is now not responsible for it, because then you can sue the fuckers and they'd be responsible for the money.
Well, this is true, but where does that get their kids to play? So what the Indians are thinking is like, this is where this land is all we have left. This is all we have left. Exactly. Yeah, this is you. Where our food grazes.
They don't
want
to take that chance.
Right. If the pipeline burst and ruins their water, their land, they could get compensation. What are they going to do? Go on a fucking casino? They want to be on their land. You
that
know
makes
what
sense.
I mean?
All right. I'll concede that. It's their land. They can do what they want.
I mean, that's just the way I look at it. It's their land. Like I said,
that's
if
fair.
I own land.
I mean,
land,
it's their own choice. I'm not going to ever take that choice from anybody. Just because I say agreed. It's fine for me, I don't have to understand their reasoning as weird as it might be. If it's about water and their burial grounds, that's not a dumb reason. If it's about we're worried about our land for our children and we don't think it's worth the risk, that is a good enough reason in my opinion too. So,
right.
Kind of paranoid, but that's kind of our thing.
Hey, it is what it is, man. Hey, Brian Main says I wouldn't want someone to run a pipe through the cemetery where my grandparents are buried.
I completely agree. That's what I said.
I mean, I agree about that.
All right, how many more topics we got? We want to cover.
I think we've about nailed most of them, but as much as I liked Bernie, I don't have enough information to really say how the DNC fucked Bernie out of the nomination.
Well, apparently, it was
they did. And it's,
well, there was a plan or something, at least a concentrated effort to go against Bernie.
Exactly.
As much as I can say I know about it.
It was to push more for Hillary than they were going to do anything for Bernie. They did everything for her, nothing for him.
I kind of liked Bernie.
I liked Bernie, too. I really did. A lot of people were, free stuff this, free stuff
that.
Yeah,
he was kind of a hippie, which is,
But you know what? Like I told you outside when we were talking about it before, he was a once-in-a-lifetime candidate. I feel like, and now I'm probably going to eat a lot of shit for this on the internet.
I hope you do.
You got John F. Kennedy. He was your once-in-a-lifetime candidate. Yeah, he cared for the people. He was it.
Sure.
Now, our generation's John F. Kennedy was Bernie Sanders, and that's who we had. He was the only one that cared for the people. You know what I mean? He was for everybody. He was for, old people getting medical care, kids getting college. You know what I mean? He was for everything and everybody.
I agree.
He was our JFK, and
we, well, I don't know if
he
I completely
cheated agree. Us out of it. No. But you know what I mean? Do you understand what I'm saying?
That's deifying JFK a little bit too much too, but whatever.
But do you get what I'm saying? He was the good one. He was the good one.
He could have been our white knight for the time being. He could have been the candidate we deserved.
And like I watched an interview with him the other day, and someone said, "How does your political revolution sit now?" And he said, "It was never my political revolution. It was your political revolution. I was just showing the face of it." He said it was all of your political revolution. It wasn't mine. It was your guy.
I
really like how he talks.
I saw a funny quote from Obama about Bernie Sanders. So you say that you want a pot smoking socialist in the White House. Well, I guess a third Obama term is possible. That was Obama saying that.
Yeah. Oh, that fucker.
It was pretty funny. I was like, what?
Wait a minute.
It was pretty funny though. I saw it on it was like a compilation video of funny stuff he said.
Yeah. Obama, he kind of a pimp when he talks. The guy's very smart, intelligent. As much as I had problems with the guy, he's very smart. He's real smart.
He's smart as a whip.
Yeah, the dude's very smart.
Yeah, just the Obamacare was a fucking bad idea.
What a lot of people don't realize is that no matter who won in 2008, whether it had been Romney or Clinton, they had Clinton Care and Romney Care and Obamacare all set up, ready to go for whichever candidate won.
Right. We
had universal health care regardless of whether we wanted it or not in 2008. It was coming.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, yeah, everyone gives Obama shit about that, but it would have had Hillary Clinton's health care plan and Mitt Romney the same way.
All right. Well, let's bang a gong.
Let's bang a gong. Get it on, bang a gong.
Yep. Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Hey, this guy, hang on now. This guy says we have the same situation in the UK with Jeremy Corbyn. That's kind of interesting. I don't know who that is or what situation.
Dude, hey, email us, man. Email me info@surrealtalkpodcast.com.
D Sleuth, we're talking to you.
I want you to talk to us about that situation than what you got going on in England. I want you to call in on our November 6th show.
Please and thank you. Yeah, we need some call-ins, baby.
We're running out of spots, so if you want in, get in fast, because I'm only allotting 10 minutes.
Spots are filling up quick, folks, so you got to get in. Get it while it's hot.
It's looking like I've plotted out 18 spots.
18 spots?
10 minutes a spot. I'm sure not everybody will use 10 minutes. Some people will probably go over.
Uh-huh.
That gives us 3 hours that day.
Hell yeah.
So, and spots are filling up fast. 10 minutes.
Dude,
spots.
I cannot wait for this
call-in
show. I filled
11 or 12 of them already.
I can't wait for this call-in show.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool.
All right, so... Well, for now, everybody, this has been Surreal Talk. We were all over the place today, and we appreciate you following with us. We didn't have much of an outline today, but I felt like this was a good episode, and I had a lot of fun talking about stuff that I wanted to talk about.
Yeah, next week's Serial Killers. That'll be much more of a on-point show.
Yeah, the Serial Killers and History of Halloween, stuff like that. So that'll be our last show to follow with the Halloween theme. Anyway, so this has been Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal, brought to you this week, and of course every week, by Amazon. If you're looking to do any online shopping, please visit surrealtalkpodcast.com/Amazon to be forwarded to our special Amazon page, where any purchases that you make during your shopping session will directly support this show. Also, if you're into audiobooks, go to our website, surrealtalkpodcast.com, and click the Audible banner to create your 30-day trial and download your free audiobook. Okay, yeah, and as always, remember to like and subscribe to our Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube accounts.
We're still waiting on our first audiobook subscriber. Somebody out there is going to do that.
Come
one
on, somebody
days.
Do us a solid, dude, and get an audiobook.
For the 50, 60, 70 times we've said this now.
Yeah, I don't care if you're ever even going to listen to it. Just somebody that can hear me right now, just go to audio.
Do it for us.
Just get a free freaking audiobook, okay? Anyways.
Of Mice and Men is nice. The Fall of Reach was a real good
listen. Fall of Reach was great.
I always pimped that one out. It was my favorite audiobook of all time.
Yeah, that's the only one I've ever listened to.
Really?
Uh-huh. So you know, hit our accounts up at facebook.com/surrealtalk, twitter.com/surrealtalkshow, and youtube.com/surrealtalkpodcast. If you'd like to contact us and reach us by email at info@surrealtalkpodcast.com, and that's for anything and everything. That's for show suggestions. You guys suck. You guys are great. Times for spots on the call-in show. Corrections. Deja vu. Things we didn't talk about.
Bitch at us.
Yeah, I don't mind being bitched at.
I love those emails.
I catch it at home. So, I mean, I'll take it here at the Surreal Show. It doesn't bother me a bit.
The Surreal Show. Surreal Talk.
It's a real show. No.
Oh, man. Not allowed to say that.
What, Surreal Show?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, anyway.
I want to throw a quick, I saw it on the back of my ghost box here. There's a website and stuff for the people who made this ghost box, or at least sold it to me. It's Ghost Augustine at ghosthuntersequipment.com, ghostaugustine.com, and kiimeter.com. So k2meter.com, kiimeter.com. Check them out. Buy your own. The K2s are pretty cool, too. They show you what kind of EM activity you're going
really? With. Sleuth says he'll fill us in. So, Sleuth, give us an email. So hopefully we can count you in on the call-in show. But yeah, remember to leave a review for us, everyone, on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, or whatever your chosen platform is. And always download our podcast on whatever you subscribe to, whether it be Stitcher, Podbean, iTunes, Google Play, all of that.
Come
good
back
thing.
To YouTube, subscribe. We're awesome. We're
yes, please
great,
subscribe
awesome
on YouTube.
On
we're doing pretty good on that.
Once we hit 10 million subscribers on YouTube, we're going to give away a shirt.
70 million, easy.
Okay.
Whatever. Shirts aren't cheap.
Yeah, shirts aren't cheap. So 70 million subscribers on YouTube. That lucky person's getting a shirt.
No, but for real, though, we are going to give away a shirt on our
5,000
Facebook likes. And we're only at 3,000, but we suspect it'll be about another month or two before we end up giving away a shirt.
I hope we fucking have that kind of whoop.
Oh, I think so.
Me too.
Anyways, please leave a review for us. And while we ask you to be honest, don't be nice. Just be honest and funny.
Honest and funny?
Honest and funny, yeah, because I like humor. I like reading these messages from our fans or just our listeners. They might not even be fans. They might just listen to us because it's a shit show, you know? Like, these guys are retarded. I don't care why you're listening. As long as you're subscribing, I don't care if it's because you hate us or love us. But until next week.
People love me more.
Not a chance. Here, there you go. There's the poll for this week. Put a poll up on the website. Who's the better Surreal Talk co-host, Eric or Everett?
I will put up that poll. It'll be Team Everett or Team Eric.
Team Everett or Team Eric.
I'll start it tomorrow.
I can't wait.
I will win and you will die.
No, I don't think
SurrealTalkPodcast.com to vote on that as of Monday.
Please vote. And yeah, you all know who to vote for, obviously. Yeah. So yeah, until next time, everybody, this has been Eric.
I'm going to be a show real quick. Vote Seth.
No, listen to him.
That's
don't
great.
Vote Seth.
That's great. All right, guys. We'll catch you next week.
Thanks
we'll
a lot.
We're talking serial killers and Halloween-y.
Serial killers.
See you later.
See you later. Have a good one.
Please. Wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at SurrealTalkPodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
I'm mad as hell! I'm not going to take it anymore!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.